Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hello, Chirag.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
Yeah, marvelous. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
I know. No small talk. Quick check-in. Yes. Last week, we spoke about music.
Yes.
And we signed you up for Apple Music. Is that right?
I'm on Apple Music, yes.
How's it going?
It's fine when it works. Most of the time I listen to the music in the car and the network does, it just doesn't work sometimes. This morning I was driving and they had a Pride playlist and it was like some cool, you know, anthems. And I was like, oh, this looks good. It reminds me of my days in London. And so I started listening and it worked for a while. And then when it got to a RuPaul song, which I really wanted to listen to, it stopped working. So I was just like,
It just wouldn't upload.
And it's happened before, like, you know, when you choose certain playlists, it won't work. So that's irritating me a lot. But when it does work, it is kind of cool to hear songs that I wouldn't listen to because I just keep on listening to my own music all the time. Right. And I have been listening to new music, so I feel like I'm a bit younger now.
So there's already been a little bit of benefit out here.
Yeah, I'm improving my music taste. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we're gonna keep checking in on this, and we're gonna kind of evaluate it about a month from last week.
Yeah, we'll give it a month because I'm still getting used to it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds like a data issue, so we can look into that.
Yes.
But what are we going to talk about today, though?
Today we're going to talk about cleaning products.
Okay.
About cleaning, because obviously I have a maid and. Today is the day when the maid comes, and we were talking about, you know, like I always say, tell me when I have to buy things or whatever. And I clean a lot of houses, and you know, deal with the cleaning products. Like people buy a lot, which is obviously, I don't know if I should have another conversation about people stop buying bulk amount of cleaning products. You don't need it. They last for months. Please stop it. Please. Just don't do it. Just because it's on offer, like 4 for $10, get 1 free or something, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, unless you're living in a 3-story mansion, you consume those about once a week, maybe not, yeah.
No, not even then. I've been in 3-story mansions.
No. I was just making an exaggerated joke. But yeah, I get what you mean.
It's crazy. It's crazy people buying bulk. So once again, please stop buying bulk. Just because it's on special offer doesn't mean it's good. Because you won't have room for it. This is the problem with bulk. And what I find with cleaning products, people buy in bulk, and there's no room to put them. So let's talk about it. Let's get you all decluttered and organized with your cleaning products. So to start off with, let's talk about the products you have and how much you have. A lot of products have best before dates. Did you know that they have dates on them? Especially there's that German company and people buy, it's a specialist cleaning products you get for the metal hobs or the ceramic for your cleaning special clothes, you know, to stop the color running. This German company products are here and they have best before dates. And obviously people buy it to use it once and then they don't use it again for years or forget they have it. So yeah, try and control yourself and not buy that and see if you can use different methods of dealing with the problem. So, you know, lots of people talk about apple cider vinegar or white vinegar, baking soda.
It's not a bad solution, I gotta say.
Yeah. And a lot of that, you know, using those with lemon clears a lot of the issues that you might have. So you don't have to buy these chemical products, you know, cleaning products, which you then forget to use. So look at your products first and see what has gone off, what's rusted, which is empty. There's so many times I go to people's houses and they've got cleaning products that are empty. Like, so the maids have just left them in there and not taken them out.
I ran into that last week, actually, yeah.
So, you know, and like it's weird and obscure things, or it's things that are commonly used and there's like 10 bottles. And then if you look at all of them, there's like little bits in all of them. Like,
yeah, for me, it was like, because I had a big container of the, it's not bleach, but whatever, the disinfectant.
Yeah.
They used to like mop the floors. And it was like a big one that was sitting on the end of the countertop in the bathroom.
Right.
And it was just there. And I was like, okay, well, when I clean the bathroom next time, I'll get to it. And then every time I would do it, because I have another one that's in the kitchen, like I was just using that. And so the other, like last week, I was like, okay, well, I might as well use this one since it's here. And then I was like, oh, it's empty. Oh, okay, cool. You know, so
oh my God,
it happens sometimes. You know, just like it was one thing, but you know, like what I mean is that it can happen where like something is just sitting there and you think you're just stocked it because you don't necessarily touch this all the time.
Yeah.
So it's important to kind of get through that.
Yeah. So that's the important thing. And then the next thing to do is, like, you know, get all the stuff together into one place. So as you said, you had one thing in the bathroom, other things in the kitchen. Choose a designated spot for all your cleaning products so it's easy to find it all. So for me, I have under my cupboard in my guest bathroom, I have all my cleaning products. So I have a caddy for the maid so they can take it. And I bought mine from IKEA, but you can buy it from various shops now, these little basket caddies. And so one caddy is, you know, with all the stuff for their every week use or for me to use during the week. And the other is I might have extras of one or two things. So that's in that other box and that's it. I have dustbin bags in another cupboard in the kitchen because it's near to the dustbin. So that makes logical sense for both, for us, you know, both for the maid and myself. But everything else is together. So make sure everything is together, especially if you have a maid. There's no point having mop cleaner in one place, bleach in another place, you know, toilet cleaner in another place. Put them all together because she's going to hold the caddy with everything in it. And you then know how much you've got. You know, if it runs out, if you've got toilet, especially toilet cleaner, people put toilet cleaner in all the different bathrooms, then you don't know which one's run out and which one hasn't or how much has got a little bit left. If you have one bottle that goes to all of them, the
bathrooms, yeah, it makes sense.
And also the other thing is then you can see how much you're using on a weekly basis or a monthly basis to know how much to buy for the household. So that's the other thing as well. It's a good way to then budget for how much you need to buy every month, especially if you have a big house, you need to budget for these things, right? So do that. So make sure everything is together. And then, you know, when you are getting all of the products together in the same place, check and see what all the products are. Do you like them? Does it smell nice? Like, you know, you buy products and they smell disgusting.
God. Yes.
Like, even, you know, we all bought Dettol last year. Like, right, we all went mental and bought Dettol. I cannot, and people use it for the mop, for cleaning the floors, the tile floors. I can't stand the smell. I really can't. You come home after a long day at work and you come and you smell that smell. I'm like, no, it smells like hospital. It's horrible. So I've said to my maids to stop using it. I'm like, well, you know, we don't need it. If you want, take it, use it somewhere else, but don't use it in my house. Like I have, Dettol have other products with lemon smells, which So I'm like, look, I'll get that. Or now I'm using more ecological, you know, sustainable products. So I'll use that. You know, look at your products. If you don't like the smell, why have you got it? Like, give it away, donate it, throw it away, get it out of your space because it's taking up valuable real estate. You're never going to use it because you won't like the smell. And it happens. It's unfortunate, you know. Another thing, so I talked about having a caddy, you know, to hold all the stuff, you know, for, my maid has it, so it's easy to carry. Now, if you have a lot of products that you use, you know, you can put it maybe in a cart. And then also think about, you know, you've got the bucket and you've got the broom and the mop and all these other things. I have
It's the thing that goes on the wall so you can fix the broom and stuff?
Yes. But mine is not the one that you... Now they've changed it to the one that you push the broom handle into the sockets.
Right.
Mine was with hooks. So I had four hooks on it. So they had it in Ace before and I bought it like a few years ago. But now it's changed to these other ones. And now they don't have it as a strip. They have individual, which I find painful. You know, it's nice if it's a strip. So then it's in the right equidistance from each other. You know what I mean? I know, it's being very Monica, as you would say.
Right, okay. Are you taking my joke away from me?
It's
okay,
all right. Fine. He wanted to have a Monica joke today.
No, but I get what you mean. I know that people do it because it's customizable. So if you have more things than what the strip has or fewer things than the strip has, then it makes sense to just buy the number you need and not have this empty hook just standing there. So I get it, but I know what you mean. Like it doesn't look as nice.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And the thing is also think about those. So let's, you know, look at all those things. Do you need three brooms? Do you need two different types of mops? Like, you know, there's usually that white one, the white mop, which looks like the furry dog from Dulux with that head.
Sure.
And then there's the Vileda mop, which is far better. Like, why would you use the white skanky one that they use in hospitals and, you know, in the old movies when you can have a nice supersonic Vileda one. Because I shouldn't be naming all the brands.
Because,
as well,
the, yeah, because the bigger one has its purpose and the smaller one has its purpose. And you have
a Does the white fluffy one, Dulux dog one, have a purpose?
Yeah, it covers a bigger area faster.
I just never liked it. And I always find like the dirty water stayed in it more. I've never been a fan.
I don't know about that, but I think like it covers like a bigger area faster. You can't do like the subtle stuff, can't get around the corners and that kind of stuff, and you need a different one for that. Hence, that's the Monica joke there, you know. you need a small vacuum.
Got a Monica joke.
You need the small vacuum cleaner to clean the big vacuum cleaner, and then you need a tinier one to clean that one. Like, you know, that's just the sequence.
No, dude, no.
No, I'm not agreeing with this. By the way, yeah. So one mop is enough.
Yeah, one mop is enough. So look at those. Look at the brooms. How many brooms you got? I mean, I've got one broom. The paint was coming off the handle, so I've decided to use that as the one on the balcony because that cleans then all the dust and sand from the balcony. That's my one Monica thing.
I mean, we literally just talked about this and you're like, the paint was coming off the handle. I couldn't use it in the house anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I can't use that. I'll use it on the balcony.
It's a broom.
I know. But I don't want to mix the dirty, sandy stuff.
No, of course. Yeah. You should have a separate broom for your balcony. I agree with you.
It's okay,
I'm talking about the renegation of the, well, you lost a bit of paint there, broom, sir. Like, out you go
out
now
to
the balcony.
You're banished.
You're banished.
Yeah, so I got a new one. But I have seen people with like five brooms and lots of mops and then the squidgy, which they never use. And they say their maid uses it, but she's like, no, never used it. You bought it. So, you know, think about what you need and don't need. And then you can have something to hook it up. And there are a lot of these things, like we talked about, you know, the strip where you can put the broom.
Yeah, they have a lot of these organizers for the cleaning products. Yeah. You see tons of them. Yeah.
And they're great, you know, yeah. And even for holding the cleaning products or putting them into cupboards. And you'll see ideas on Pinterest and online or on Instagram. Even with me, you'll see it on my social media. At Declutter Me. And you know, you can see all these things. Like people have talked about tension rods they put in the cupboards and then they hang the bottles, you know, the cleaning products. I'm not that much of a fan of it because I feel that it'll keep on falling off and being annoying. But each to their own, you know. Or there's, you know, you get the clear boxes and you put millions of dust cloths in them. You'll see in the videos. I don't think you need 20 dust cloths. Most probably you need about 2 or 3. That's it. So you don't need a big clear box for it. But no, there's no buds. No, don't have 20 dust cloths.
Friends question, since we're on the topic.
Yes.
Monica has different types of towels. How many towels are there? How many types of towels are there?
I have had this conversation with friends recently, and they said they have different dust cloths for different rooms.
Monica had 11 types of towels.
Really?
Yes.
Why does she have 11?
They never specified it, but yes.
But how do you remember this?
Yeah, because it was on the quiz show. It's a question they ask the guys, like, how many types of towels does she have?
And they count. Oh, in the reunion?
No. In the original quiz.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they counted off and they were like 11. And they're like, yes, she has 11. Well, I'm guessing like one for the house, one for guests, one for, you know, VIP guests, one for the fancier towel. Like that. I mean,
oh, but this is hand towels. This is not dust cloths.
No, it's not just dust cloths. But I'm saying like there can be 11 types of towels and you don't need 11 types. Nobody needs 11
no.
types of towels. But,
no,
you know,
no. But I have seen people with lots of, and they have different colored dust cloths for different things. So you use one for the kitchen.
I can kind of see that because it's an easy way to distinguish, you know, the one that you're, yeah. Because I know people want to keep different ones. Like for me, it's like, it's a different one in the bathroom, a different one in the kitchen, then a different one for regular.
But they're different sizes as well. So you have, sponges.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, like, just the fact that you wouldn't want to use the one that you wipe the kitchen down with, maybe in a bathroom and vice versa, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So it's easier to just color them so you know which one it goes
for. But you need to tell the people who are cleaning what the color system is, because that's a big problem. And then there's lots of moaning about they don't do it properly or don't use the right towels. That's because cloths. You haven't told them what the color scheme is. People are not mind readers, isn't it? Like, I know blue most will use a bathroom, green as well, and then pink and yellow.
See, this episode is so funny because you're like, to each their own. You're like, now I'm going to specify which colors you should use for what. No, it doesn't matter. Use whatever they want.
But what color is... But they think that, you know, often I've seen people going, well, they should know what color. I'm like, how do you know what...
You mean the person who's cleaning should just figure out which colors? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. That should not be the case.
It's not obvious. Except for blue would be bathroom.
Why is that obvious?
Because of water. Water, bathroom...
Oh my God, no. Like, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, wait, kitchen should be red because fire? Like, what?
Yeah, or pink because of meat. Pink meat. Unless you're vegan, then it'll be veg. Then it'll be green. Oh my God. And yellow would be lounge. Because of wood furniture, if you have wood furniture.
This is just weird. This is like where we're really trying to associate things just because we want association. Like, it's fine, honestly. Like, pick the color that works for you. Everybody.
But tell your maid.
Pick the color that works for you, or, but tell the person who's cleaning.
And tell the person, yeah. Tell your husband, tell yourself what the colors should be. Tell your kids if they're doing the cleaning. If they're doing the cleaning, bravo, because a lot of kids don't. Anyway.
I don't know what this episode became. I don't know what this episode became, but
I don't know.
But I think the consensus is, get rid of the stuff that's past its expiration date and or smells funny and or smells bad and you don't like the smell.
Exactly.
Get rid of all of that.
Yes.
Organize your cleaning products. Put them in a place that makes sense.
Yes.
You don't want them to be an eyesore, even if you're not a Monica. And then finally, we want to talk about the cleaning products themselves.
Yes. So let's talk about the cleaning products themselves. So we've talked about sustainability. We're all on that. You're more onto it than I am about the sustainable stuff. There are a lot of cleaning products out there. They're extortionate, but they're out there. It's ridiculously expensive. Like, I'm trying to be sustainable, but it's crazy. Like, how expensive they are. Sometimes they're double the price.
Then that's the low bar. Like, double is just the low bar.
But there's the whole thing that you buy and then you refill them, which is great. And we do have more options for refilling bottles in the supermarket. So Carrefour is big on that. They've got a whole aisle just with the sustainable products, which is great. But ridiculous amounts of money. But they do last a long time for some reason. I find... Especially the detergent.
Yeah, you need lesser to use them as well. So it's not, you don't need that much. And then if you look at like, and in most places, at least the ones that allow you to refill. So Organic Cafe in Dubai anyway is a good place. Because they have that too. It's like the first purchase is obviously slightly a little bit more because you get the container and all of that stuff. But then the refills are actually, they turn out to be a little bit
cheaper.
Yeah, they're a little bit better. So that's kind of nice.
But
we're getting there. It's the same thing with the water, right? Like, water was extortionist for a while, and now you can get, non-plastic bottled water at not an exorbitant price anymore, right? So that I think it will also come. More people have to adopt it. Yeah. The chains need to get involved. We're still fighting the plastic struggle. So it's,
we're still fighting, even when I've bought, and there's some of this more environmentally friendly cleaning products, you can't get a refill for some of this stuff. So then you have to buy a new container and it's supposedly a better type of plastic, but it's still a plastic. Yeah, so think about that as well. I mean, the prices are going down. I know we've said they're more expensive, but they are more environmentally friendly. They're good for pets and for children as well. So I think that's why a lot of people are moving to them. And that's why I moved to them as well, because it was better for my cats. There's less toxic chemicals in these products. And as we said, they last longer. So even though the detergent is, I think, 10, 20 dirhams more, for the same amount, it actually has lasted longer than the normal brand. So think about that. And I think, but the big brands are starting to look into that as well. So you're going to see more of that as well. But also it has to be effective. So it has to work for you. So there was one company I use, a mop cleaner, and it was supposed to be sustainable. But my maid and I, we both didn't like it. Like, it was leaving a funny sheen on the tiles, and it looked... You just didn't look nice. And she'd keep on cleaning. She was like, I'm cleaning and it just looks horrible. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, it's unfortunate. Yes, it's environmentally friendly, but if it doesn't work for you, drop it. But look at what is out there and what works for you and what's in your budget, because it might not be in your budget, because that's the other thing. It's all well and good for us to say being more environmentally friendly, being more sustainable, but if it's cost prohibitive, you know, you can't, you have to just forget about that for now. But just reduce what you buy. You don't need to buy in bulk. You don't need to buy so much. Just buy what you need. And also, to be honest, you don't need a bathroom cleaner and a kitchen cleaner. You know, you don't need these various different types of cleaners. You can use the same one in various areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I use Jif. So we use Jif in the bathroom.
It's fairly multi-purpose, actually.
Yeah.
It's a nice little trick. I don't have a better word for it.
Yes.
That, like, oh, this one is for bathrooms and this one is for kitchens. And I'm like, yeah, it really
is. No,
isn't.
It's not.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even when I buy the sustainable products, I buy multi-purpose cleaner. And when the maid says, there's no bathroom cleaner, I'm like, what does that say on it? It says multi-purpose. Use that. Colors. You have to, let's not be silly. Let's reduce how many bottles we've got. And it makes it less confusing for them. And it's cheaper for me. I don't have to buy all these various different types of bottles. obviously you need furniture polish, like, because I have a lot of wood in my house, but that's different.
I have no idea why you felt the need to throw that in there, but I'm going to take that as a sign to wrap up this episode.
Yes, let's wrap it up.
Thank you very much, as always, for listening to us. As Shalene's already mentioned, you can reach her on social media at DeclutterMe, so that's at DeclutterMe. You can also visit DeclutterMe.com/podcast to see all of our episodes, and we'll see you again next week.